SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
In this bulletin, former U.S. President Donald Trump being investigated for potential violations of the Espionage Act. Police in the United States named the man suspected of stabbing author Salman Rushdie. And in sport, Nick Kyrgios suffers a loss in the quarterfinals of the ATP Montreal Masters. With the latest SBS News, I'm Assam Al-Ghail. Former U.S. President Donald Trump is being investigated for potential destruction of records, obstruction of justice, and potential violations of the Espionage Act. The information came to light after a U.S. District Court in Florida unsealed the search warrant and property receipt from the FBI raid of Mr. Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate to the public. Donald Trump's legal team agreed to the release of the warrant. The FBI agents who searched the former president's Florida home removed 11 sets of classified documents, including some marked as top secret. British Indian novelist Salman Rushdie is on a ventilator and cannot speak after being stabbed in the neck and torso on stage in New York State. The 75-year-old is the author of The Satanic Verses, a book that led to death threats from Iran in the 1980s. His book agent, Andrew Wiley, says Mr. Rushdie will likely lose one eye and that the nerves in his arm were severed and his liver was stabbed and damaged. Pilar Pintagro was in the audience when Mr. Rushdie was stabbed. She says she thought the man that jumped onto the stage was there to adjust the microphone.
I think it was a guy who would, accommodate the microphone, but this guy started to stab him. And it was so fast, so crazy in the moment. We ran to the stage and a lot of guys came to help him and get the person who attacked him. And it was just incredibly insane because nothing justified an act of violence like this.
The New South Wales Teacher Federation State Council is meeting in Sydney today to address Australia's teacher shortage. It follows a meeting of state and territory education ministers in Canberra, where they agreed to establish a national action plan. Angela Taylor is a Canberra-based teacher and the ACT Vice President of the Independent Education Union of Australia. She told the summit she works 60 to 70 hours most weeks and recalls a day where she worked for 18 hours.
The health and well-being of teachers is being impacted, and I think that's partly to do with workload, but also partly to do with the complex needs of our students. Our students' health and well-being is also being affected by things like trauma, etc. So that significantly adds to workload. It's a very complex situation. Obviously, teachers are not being paid what they're worth and for the hours that they are working.
Human Rights Watch is calling on the Albanese government to make it clear to its Chinese counterpart that releasing arbitrarily detained Australians is critical to mending the relationship between the two countries. Today marks 2 years since Australian journalist Cheng Lei was detained in China. In a statement to SBS News, Human Rights Watch senior China researcher Yaki Wang said,
2 years after her disappearance and nearly 5 months after a closed-door trial to which the Australian ambassador was denied entry, Australian journalist Cheng Lei is still languishing in a detention centre in Beijing on dubious state secrets charges.
Her comments came just days after Chinese ambassador to Australia, Xiao Qian, addressed the National Press Club in Canberra, where he said Chinese laws must be respected. A man has gone on a shooting rampage in the streets of a city in western Montenegro, killing 10 people, including 2 children, before being shot dead by a passerby. The Montenegrin police chief said in a video statement shared with media that the attacker was a 34-year-old man he identified only by the initials VB. They say the man used a hunting rifle to first shoot to death 2 children, aged 8 and 11, and their mother, who lived as tenants in the attacker's house in the city of Cetinje in the southeastern European nation. Officials say the shooter then walked into the street and randomly shot 13 more people, 7 of them fatally. U.S. actor Anne Heche has been declared legally brain dead at the age of 53, with doctors expected to soon turn off her life support. Her death comes a week after a crash that left her critically injured with a severe brain injury. Heche is known for her roles in Donnie Brasco, Catfight, and the remake of Psycho. Her family and friends have issued a statement saying, "Today we lost a bright light, a kind and most joyful soul, a loving mother, and a loyal friend." In sport, Nick Kyrgios has suffered a loss in the quarterfinals of the ATP Montreal Masters. The 27-year-old gave it all he had, but in the end, in the midday Montreal heat, there were just too many aches and pains. Instead, it was Poland's Hubert Hurkacz who won 7-6, 6-7, 6-1. Speaking after the match, Kyrgios said he wasn't fazed by losing his winning streak, saying, "I've been away from home, away from my mum, away from my dad."
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organization a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.